With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hank, what up, buddy?
Good morning, JV, Graham, Selena, and Natasha.
Morning, Hanky.
Hey, Hank.
How you doing, man?
Extremely good, buddies.
Good. Let's do the Wild Thoughts podcast. I'll bet Hank has heard of this. I'm not sure about Selena, not sure about Graham. I was telling Natasha, when I was younger, we had this white trash food called shit on the shingle.
Shit on the shingles, huh?
Hey, huh? Hank, have you heard of shit on the shingle?
Sort of.
Oh, so what kind of food do you think that is?
I want to take a fucking wild guess, say prison food.
Essentially, probably was.
So, wait, so what is it?
It's like this really thick gravy, and there's pieces of meat in it, and then you just pour that over two slices of toast.
Oh.
And that was like our big white trash meal. And my mom would say, "What do you want, Ray?" "Oh, I don't know. How about some SOS?" And we knew we were getting shit on the shingle.
Would you ever see
okay,
it
I
on
know.
A...
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me, because one time, I had to do community service, and I had to, like, do my hours at a VFW, right? And one of the things they served was SOS. And you're telling me that entire time it stood for shit on a shingle?
Yeah, SOS is shit on a shingle. Most people that have it, they don't call it shit on the shingle. That, you know, like Dad would always say, "We'll have some SOS."
You know, so when I was in the group home, I used to eat lamb
shit.
And
actual
I fucking
shit.
Hated it.
You used to eat what, Hank?
Lamb.
You ate lamb and you hated it?
And I fucking hated it.
You'd rather eat some of the shit that was on the shingles at the group home out front.
Yeah, I could see that.
So it's kind of like a shish kebab.
Yes, I would.
It's what, Natasha?
It's kind of like a shish kebab, kind of.
No,
it's like a nasty, lumpy look. I mean, no offense to anyone whose SOS is their favorite food, but it's like this lumpy gravy and you
put
it on bread.
Right. So you saw it, Selena?
Yes, I had to serve it to people going in there.
And they were calling it SOS. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It tastes really good, though, you guys. It's very white trash food, but it's so good.
Like, would you ever see it on a restaurant menu?
No. They're not going to have shit on the shingle.
Yes, like, I've seen it before.
You have, Selena?
Yes.
And it said what? SOS?
Yeah.
And the waitress comes up like, "How do you want your shit cooked?" "I'll have mine, the meat in mine, medium well, please."
I think I've seen it. I'm pretty sure. Not like a fancy restaurant, but something like a Denny's or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So they named it that for a reason, though.
Yeah,
right?
Because it looks like just...
It's what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like shit in some gravy, and then you're just putting it on two shingles of toast.
How about put gravy in your cornflakes someday, buddy?
Gravy in my
cornflakes?
Watch
your mouth.
Look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Why were you in a group home? You have a mother and father that I thought were, you know, taking care of you.
I have mild to severe autism.
No, but still, I mean, this is going to get a little sad, but I just don't understand why you've been living at home forever since I've known you. Why were you ever in the group home?
That was back in the 1980s, and I needed help getting an education.
So it was like, kind of like a school.
Yeah.
But did you spend the night there?
I spent the night in the group home, and I fucking hated it.
Oh, cue the sad music. This is sad. He's just...
Not spend the night, Graham. He lived there.
Yeah. You were like locked up there.
What did you hate most about it?
The fact that I was bullied.
Oh. I'm sorry, Hank. That makes me sad to hear. Let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about your balls, okay?
Yes.
Yes, please.
This morning on the JV show, we were talking about blue balls. Can you explain what that is?
What the fuck is blue balls?
I want you to try to explain it.
Is it the balls between your dick?
Oh, those different colored ones.
You got an extra set.
Yeah, he's got the blue ones between your dick. Between your dick and your what?
You know, the ones between your dick and your sack and your nutsack, JV. The blue balls, the extra ones.
Between your dick and your taint?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, Hank, were you not listening to the JV show this morning?
Yes, I was.
Hmm.
You guys, I will send
because
his ass.
Because I have a fucked up memory.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was about to threaten to send him back to the group home if he wasn't listening.
No.
Just kidding. Hank, that's just a joke. If you ever need a place to stay, Graham has told me several times you can live with him.
Yeah, I'd be happy.
He just got a new big house.
There yep. was a TV in Napa. Show it's so back beautiful. They called Just Kidding, Just Kidding.
Yeah, I was just kidding. I don't have any room at my house, so I'd be happy to drive you over to Selena. She said you could stay as long
yeah,
as you
nice
want.
That's nice of her.
And then I will call you an Uber to Natasha's.
Natasha, do you want to explain to Hank what blue balls are?
It's something that's painful that happens when a man and a woman, they start making out and nothing happens.
Or a man and a
happens.
Man, hold on.
Or yeah. a man and a man.
When a man and a woman start making out.
But nothing happens, so nothing gets released out of, like, the stuff area.
The dick hole, where, I think is what she's trying to say. It's the Wild Thoughts podcast.
Nothing gets released out of the dick hole.
So when nothing except gets released,
no,
when
that's
that doesn't
except
come.
Except for that.
Yeah, it's backed up that, in there like a goddamn traffic jam.
Yes, and it...
Hank,
and it,
have you ever had it kind of like, you know, you haven't released it in a long time so it starts to hurt in your nuts?
Yes.
And
because I masturbate to female pop artists, and sometimes cum comes out of it.
Well, yeah, but other times your mom, you know, somebody in your family walks in on you and you have to stop. But man, that hurts. Am I right?
You're 1,000,000,000% correct, JVM buddies.
Uh huh. And it's my understanding that you then turned that into shit on the shingle.
Oh my god.
Wait, so it hurts if you guys have to stop it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst kind the worst kind of blue balls. Not a gradual buildup over of not having sex over a couple weeks or something. It's the buildup of like JV was talking about
getting
earlier
closer
where
and closer.
Yeah, there's a lot of fooling around and then
it doesn't come out. Then it's going to back up into areas and that's what causes all the pain.
Yeah.
But can some of it come out but then some of it not? Like,
can you stop midway? Like, what do you...
Yeah.
I think it's more of a hard stop. Like,
that doesn't stop midway?
No, those don't stop midway.
No, this is stopping prior. Right. It's like having a bullet in the chamber. You never pull the trigger.
Right. Just it's not coming out. So now it's going into that word that Selena was talking about, the epididia. That has to do with it now going into different areas of your Balzac.
Well, because all the sperm in there, they're like cheering like, holy shit, this is about to happen. And they're all bouncing off each other, all super excited, like, fuck yeah, we're getting out of here.
They got nowhere to go.
And then the door never opens. So then they just start banging on all the walls like, get us the fuck out of here. You told us we were going. Let me out.
So when I went to ER, that's what was going on, a big fight in my balls?
Dude, millions of sperm in there. Royal Rumble, JV. They're so pissed off that they didn't get to go where they thought they were going to go, that they're in there fighting each other. And that's where all the pain stems from.
All right. Please re-explain that, Hank.
It's like a man and woman having to masturbate to female artists. And
we'll work that in somehow.
They almost get it, but they fucking don't.
And then what's the fight in the balls?
The fight in the balls, is it when you punch somebody's dick?
Yep. There. Okay, there it is. What do you got, Graham?
All right, so I read this research study on what the average amount of time couples have sex is. Like, how long does it last? So if you've ever wondered, like, how long are people doing it? Because some people are like, oh, we have sex for hours. I'm like, bullshit. So they had 500 couples from around the world time themselves with a stopwatch. You only started the stopwatch once the penis had entered the vagina. Penetration. Then you could hit start on the stopwatch, and you only hit stop when it was finished. Uh-huh. And they found the average amount of time across all 500 couples was 5.4 minutes. I kind of wanted to ask the ladies how they felt about that 5.4 minutes. But keep in mind, that's just the average. The times range anywhere from 33 seconds up to 44 minutes was the longest.
Okay. What do you guys think about that amount of time? 5 minutes.
I thought the average would be a little bit longer, but I mean, I'm not, I get, well, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
5 minutes is a long time. I mean, I feel
that
like
that is not a long time.
I feel like you're showing off after minute one.
I thought the average would be like between 10.
I thought I'd turn off after minute two, buddy.
What are you saying, Natasha?
That's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
Wow.
When it's what? It's, I guess it just depends on the situation.
Like, I feel like anything past 5 minutes, you're trying to do too much.
Right.
You know?
You think even 10 minutes is doing too much?
I mean,
it's just 10 minutes.
I think 10 minutes, the entire show, the foreplay, the whatever, 10 minutes. But the actual...
Graham, you're including foreplay and the whole deal should be done in 10 minutes?
That's a 10-minute window, but the actual pound town, come on, 10 minutes. I can get it done twice in that amount of time.
I put a survey on Twitter. I said foreplay should last longer, last less time, or be eliminated. How do you think the results came in?
Longer.
Last longer.
Yeah, I must have a lot of female followers because I was expecting a lot of guys to say, eliminate it. Let's get right to it. What the fuck? Yeah, it was like 70% said they want foreplay to be longer.
Yeah, I think a lot of ladies want a little more time to warm up before the skin boat gets docked in Tuna Town. Like, you want things to, you know,
that's
get the
so
heat,
weird
the passion
guys,
of the moment.
So weird that you have to warm up. I mean, for a guy, all you have to do is look at it.
Yeah, we're very different. Like, and that's why it's so weird to me that guys don't understand that. There's a lot of guys out there that are like, what's that for? Why do we have to do that? Like, can we just not? Like, I don't know. It's just, it's so weird.
Yeah, what is it for?
Yeah. Yeah, can you explain what's that all about? Why can't we just fuck? Why do you have to warm? I've got to warm up. You're not like an old school car.
If you're asking what is it for, then you're not doing it right.
I think we should fuck too, buddy.
Oh,
wait, okay. Who? You and JV or you and Graham?
Hank just threw his hat in the ring.
No, me and a lovely female.
Oh, well, who were you talking to when you said it?
Yeah, Selena. It was Selena or Natasha. Which one?
I was talking to a random female person.
Like somebody listening to this.
Maybe somebody listening to this. I want to fuck a random female.
Oh. Wait, hold on. So wait, you would rather do a rando than me?
Yeah, that's mean.
Yes, no, Hank. I would rather do Selena.
Oh, there it
is.
Thank you.
So how do you imagine you and Selena doing it?
On her Bowflex?
Hugging, hugging, and more hugging.
Oh, so romantic.
Sensual that is so sweet.
That's really nice, Hank.
Thanks, buddy.
Anything else here?
I was reading about this girl named Sid Wilder, who I guess is like pretty poppin' on OnlyFans. She's been on the platform for about a year, and supposedly now she's part of like the top 0.6% creators. Like, she is up there. And she was talking about how she got started. It really all stemmed from a breakup. Like, her and her man were going through a breakup, and he made a mean comment to her, like, well, why don't you just join OnlyFans then? And she was like, I will. And she did, and she became super successful off of it. If you were the ex, would that piss you off hearing that? Like, you tried to insult her, and here she is, like, making all this money, and she's just blown up since then.
Probably a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
Mm-hmm. Hank, are you going to get an OnlyFans account going?
I'll think about it, buddy.
You should do it. Tyga, Chris Brown, they got one going. All they do is...
No, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, you like Olivia Rodrigo?
Wow, you like the young ones.
No, but I'm just saying, you don't have to have sex with these guys. I'm saying they started in OnlyFans, and they just sit there jacking off, and people pay for it.
I jack off to Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay, you can do that, I guess, on your OnlyFans, and you get paid for it. But the other thing I'm thinking...
I did not know that until now.
The other thing I'm thinking that people would pay big money for is if we went to your dad's TV and got his remote and shoved it up your ass.
I'm subscribing now.
Would you be willing to do that, Hank, for big money?
No.
If it kept
I'd rather
you...
be a contestant on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, but this is going to keep you out of the group home. That other dream won't.
If you want it, you can get it.
If I want what?
To shove the TV remote inside the family's...
Oh, I won't want it after you shove it up there, no.
But if you do want it, you can get it, JV.
By the way, Natasha has no jealousies or worries about me seeing other chicks. She will show me girls that we know or that we're friends with her. They have OnlyFans accounts now, and they are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And she's like, hey, check this out. Oh, look what she's doing. Selena, could you show these ladies to your man?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not showing you to be like, get all like... you know, worked up on. I'm
Get
showing
your blue
you.
Balls.
Yeah, I'm showing you. Like, look, and I'm not showing you.
No,
to
I,
be
know.
Like, oh,
I know.
Go to the
but like,
other
Selena, would you be jealous showing other like, you know, hot chicks to AJ who are doing all these things?
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. And I feel like I can't think of an instance where he would have junk just pulled up on his screen. But if it was like, oh, like he'll show me all the time, like people that he follows on Instagram from like back home or whatever, who are like, you know, twerking or they're showing stuff or whatever. He'll show me like, look at her. And, you know, so we do have that kind of relationship, but yeah. Not with junk.
not with junk.
What about Kate showing you some chicks?
Would never happen.
No.
She doesn't even know what the site OnlyFans is, I imagine.
You don't think so? I bet she does.
And she would never in a million years
show you two chicks going at it?
Not a chance.
Why not?
That's just not who she is. That is not her personality.
Right.
And it would seem very out of character if she did show that to me. Yeah. I would be like, are you feeling okay? What's wrong?
Would you look at it or would you be embarrassed?
I would look
because
away,
I don't,
JV.
When Natasha shows me, I'm like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want her to like think, oh, look at me. I'm all into this. So I just look away.
Oh, yeah. No, I would look away. Oh, yuck. Ew, gross. No, don't show me that.
That's so gross. Why are they doing that to each other?
Oh, yeah. Is she being hurt?
Show me that again. Why is she doing that one, too?
Never
mind. All right. We're going to get out of here. Hank, you want to give some shout outs to all the people that don't listen to this?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to my buddy, like Eagle. My dad, my sisters for Fats, my dogs Buster and Marley. Sometimes they call Marley Chomp Star. Everyone in the JV Show fan army. And also my buddies in both Great Bend and in Rush Center, Kansas. And my buddies at the Rush County News, which is a weekly newspaper based in Red Cross, Kansas.
Also, before we go, why don't you tell everyone at that group home that was mean to you to suck a fat dick?
Yes. Suck a fat dick. Everyone in the group home.
Do you remember some names of people that weren't nice to you?
Yes, one person.
Who was it?
Mike.
Mike. I hate that guy.
The fucking bastard. I'll kick the shit out of Mike if I ever see him.
Yeah, if we see Mike, we're going to fuck him up, Hank, okay?
Or Reggie.
Or Reggie. Fuck you, Reggie.
Mike and Reggie, assholes. Son of a bitches. All right, Hank, love you, buddy.
I love you all so much. Peace in your hood, and I'll listen to the JV Show tomorrow on Ronnie for 9.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.